The Irish, that's loud, good, I like it that way. The Irish humorist, George Bernard Shaw, said this: some men see things the way they are and ask why. Others dream dreams that never were and ask why not. What in the world is going on? Or maybe I should say, what in our world is going on? Father Kerber's opening remarks today, he was right on the money. Every day there's more bad news. I'm either hearing about hurricanes and their disastrous results, or the devastation from an earthquake. If it's not the drums of international war are beating again, it's international or domestic terrorism. Wildfires in California, a maniac in Las Vegas. And yeah, we do see things the way they are, and we do ask why. Isaiah the prophet, in his prediction about times like this, gives us a hint. He says there will be a time when the people feel ensnared in a web, covered with a thick veil, a heavy veil, an impenetrable veil that you can't see through. So you cannot see the answers to the questions. You can't see any answer that makes any sense to you, is acceptable, understandable, or logical. But Isaiah also predicts hope. He said, yes, and there will be a time when the tears will be wiped away from every face. In his parable today, Jesus Christ confirms that hope. You know, I never fail to be amazed at the brilliance of Jesus Christ. Yeah, I know he's God, so I'm not surprised at his brilliance, but I never fail to be amazed at it. He presents a parable to the people of his day, his time, his culture, which is drastically different than our day, our time, and our culture. And his parable makes sense to them. They have empathy with it. It fits them, their need precisely. And then the same parable, when read to us, our time, our culture, it also has a very reasonable impact. It also is understandable. We have empathy with it. Jesus confirms the hope when he talks about the kingdom of heaven. And he points out that all are invited to the kingdom of heaven. But some don't accept the invitation. They're too busy. They're not willing to make the effort. They're disinterested. They're distracted. They're scared. They're worried. Whatever's going on, they're not accepting this invitation to heaven. All of them are invited. And then he talks about one of the guests invited to the wedding banquet is not dressed in the proper garment. The analogy is this: to be invited to the kingdom of heaven, you have to be dressed in the proper garment. You have to have the proper attitude. To be invited, included in the invitation to heaven, you have to bring Christian acts. You have to live a Christian life. Look at it this way. It's in an 8 or 10 minute homily, this goes so deep, it's very difficult. Look at it this way. You know, and I know, because we've heard this and we all believe it, the souls in the kingdom of heaven are very happy people. They're joyful, they're happy, they're loving, they're generous, they're kind, they're giving, they're not self-centered, they're focused on other people. They're just wonderful souls to live with. Did you ever wonder how they got that way? They got that way by performing Christian acts when they were in their mortal life. So when you're gentle, when you're loving, when you're considerate, when you're not self-centered, when you're looking to others instead of yourself, when you don't give way to anger, you're building up the kingdom of heaven for yourself as well as for others. And the reverse is true. When you don't have on that Christian garment because you're too lazy, too disinterested, too busy, too distracted, and you don't practice those Christian values, you're tearing down the kingdom of heaven for you. Let me give you a specific example. Suppose you gossip. Now, when you're gossiping to the person that you're talking to, you're accomplishing two things. I'm going to digress from that example for just a second. Whether you are aware of it or not, whether you know it or not, or whether you like it or not, you are a role model. Everything you do and say, everything you fail to do and fail to say, has an influence on the lives of those people around you. When you gossip, two things happen. First of all, you're giving permission to the person you're gossiping to gossip. You are role modeling that gossiping, in fact, is a legitimate way to have conversation. It's very acceptable because you're doing it. And the second thing that's going on is you're diminishing any love, respect, consideration, happiness, or joy between the person you're gossiping to and the person you're gossiping about. Because when the person you're gossiping to relates to the person you're gossiping about, whatever respect and love and consideration that first person had for the second one, don't you see, it's now diminished. You have destroyed the kingdom of God. You've broken it down, the kingdom of God. You've diminished the kingdom of God by what you do and what you say. When you are kind, when you are gentle, when you refuse to gossip, when you don't give in to anger, when you're not self-centered, when you're not self-righteous, when you don't insist that you're the only one who knows how to do things, you're building up the kingdom of heaven. And you're building it up for yourself because you're now wearing the garments of heaven. Christian values are values that you are performing and building into your soul. You're strengthening your spiritual life. When you gossip, when you give in to anger, when you're hateful, full of animosity, unkind, untender, ungentle, full of yourself, you are breaking down the kingdom of heaven for yourself. You see, when you practice Christian faith, Christian values, you're accepting the invitation to the banquet. When you refuse to practice Christian values because you're disinterested, because you're distracted, because you're worried, because you're lazy. When you refuse to practice Christian values for whatever reason, you're declining the invitation to the kingdom of heaven, and others are going to get an invitation around you. So why not? Why not dream the dream? Why not make the effort? Why not practice Christian values? Why not accept the invitation for yourself to be included in the kingdom of God?